And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy.
I don't want you to protest, I don't want you to ride, I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, God damn it! My life has value!
We get together, have a few laughs.
Welcome to the Iowa Talk Guys, I am your host, Theo.
And I'm E-Rock.
And I'm your host, TP.
And today we are bringing you a Road to War update.
We're back out in the shack. Finally got some good weather here out in Iowa.
That's right. It's a little chilly.
But
that's mostly because of the wind, but
it's above freezing, so we're good.
That's right. So we're back.
That's right. You know who's not back, though?
Who?
Victoria Nuland.
On her own accord, it sounds like. That's right.
You guys shared that meme with us earlier where it's like in that Star Wars game, The Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
The more evil do you do, the uglier your character gets.
Right. That was Rams Paul on Twitter.
Yeah. Victoria Nuland was hot back in the day, 30 years ago.
At Rams Paul. Yeah.
Before
No affiliation. We don't know the guy at all.
Before she started doing the bidding of the devil.
Yeah. Yes. That's isn't that crazy that she...
Before drugs.
She was... Yeah. Before power.
Before the power.
Before the cocaine power. Got to her.
And sex orgies.
She was a gorgeous woman. And I don't know.
No, she looks like Sarah Huckabee.
Now you can just see the hate in her face, dude. The same thing happened to that freaking turd sandwich, Madeleine Albright, right? I don't know that she was ever hot, but you could see just the evil on their face.
Well, yeah.
Same with Kissinger. Same with Soros.
Yeah. I would imagine.
HW.
What she's done has aged her, I guess. Is all I have to say about that.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
ways.
Come on, dude. Coup after coup after coup after coup.
And it says right here on this article, who is this by?
This is by our favorite, Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com.
Okay. Nuland is most known for her role in the 2014 coup in Ukraine, which we talk about all the time.
This is March 5th, by the way. This is the day of the recording. Literally came out like right before we started recording.
Victoria Nuland, a notorious Russian hawk, most known for her role in the 2014 coup in Ukraine, will be retiring from the State Department in the coming weeks, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced on Tuesday.
Why do you say Anthony?
Anthony. Aunt Tony. Nuland has worked as the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs since 2021 and served as the Acting Secretary of State for a few months until the position was filled by Kurt Campbell, a notorious China hawk.
We got us a Russia hawk and a China hawk and chicken hawks all over.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And do you think that it is at all significant that she's retiring? I mean,
I think
that's a bad way of phrasing that. It's significant that she's retiring. But do you think that there is an end to anything? Do you think there will be any significant changes after she retired?
We might get an even bigger piece of shit in there.
Somebody that's even more of a hawk?
No! God, please, no! No!
Her net worth is approximately $8 million.
So. Wow, that's pretty good for being a public servant.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting a 9-to-5 is definitely the wrong thing to do.
I wonder how much she gets paid to turn a blind eye to all this death. Yeah, a leaked phone call back between Nuland and then U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt, that was published in February 2014, not long before Yanukovych fled Ukraine, revealed that the two U.S. officials were discussing who should be in the next Ukrainian government.
Isn't that just insane?
Yeah, no.
That's wild.
Yanukovych.
Having a conversation. Well, I think
he was the former president.
I think before. I think this is a good guy.
Zelensky.
Yeah. Did you that bit where he played the piano with his penis? I thought it
amazing.
Was extravagant.
The crowd loved
yes.
it.
Yes.
And he already plays the president in a TV show. It's That's perfect. Right. He's ready for the role already.
The Ukrainians already love him.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
And was bankrolled by Israeli billionaire.
Yeah. We talked about him.
Kolomoisky, yeah.
Kolomoisky, yeah. For those who don't remember, the 2014 coup sparked the civil war in Donbass, which led to Russia annexing Crimea and NATO providing training and other kinds of support for Ukraine. And then now, we know what's going on now. Generations of Ukrainians wiped off the face of the earth.
Absolute tragedy. And it's an absolute tragedy, dude.
Yeah.
Just wiped out. So, yeah, I mean, a ton of Eastern Ukrainian men had to have joined the Russian military.
I bet they did, yeah, because since they're,
this is
they're
speculation.
Already pissed off because Western Ukraine was bombing the shit out of their families and stuff. Yeah. So
this is speculation on our part.
Well, especially if they're getting paid by the mercenaries, right? Yeah, why not go join up?
Chechens on both sides, I heard.
Well, that makes sense, yeah. She helped champion that proxy war between Ukraine.
Yeah, that's...
war in Ukraine, I mean.
Yeah, the civil war.
Our proxy war, yeah.
Our proxy war.
But she's being temporarily replaced by John Bass, another career U.S. government official who currently serves as the Undersecretary of State for Management. Bass was previously the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan during the withdrawal, and according to his biography on the State Department's website, he also worked on the staff of former Vice President Dick Cheney.
That's the same as Victoria Nuland. She learned a ton from Dick Cheney. And here's the thing, folks. Here's what people don't understand, is that the professional world
of politics.
Well, politics, and no, I would go all the way down into the private sector.
Okay.
Experience.
Narcissists galore.
Absolutely. It's a meritocracy of who bullshits the best. And I can only imagine with what I've seen, what Washington, D.C. looks like. It has to be absolutely abhorrent. I bet if us three went and like hung out there, we would just feel icky.
D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just weird. Bad.
Is that why they call it the swamp?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's such a decadent place.
Well, Nikki Haley beat Trump.
Endorsed That's by the right. swamp. I think we shared that on Instagram
and Twitter. Twitter, we had some stuff to say about that.
Yeah, but actually, only 2,000 people participated.
3,000 or something like that.
It was very small. Yeah.
But regardless, it's like
it's. But hey, it's, who gives it's Super Tuesday today of the recording? We highly doubt Nikki's going to win, like she said she's going to. But yeah. We'll see.
March 6th, 2024, Sky News, Australia.
Donald Trump has claimed victory over Nikki Haley in the Super Tuesday primaries. 11 states have been called for him. The only state to go for Nikki Haley so far, Vermont.
But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well.
This is just a WWE match anyway.
Yeah.
So we know that with Victoria Nuland not being there any longer, this is just a Hydra, folks. There's another one right there.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you we cut already the head said off. It.
Somebody that has been trained by Dick Cheney.
Right.
Mentored by Dick Cheney.
So I'm sure he's got his head screwed on his shoulders pretty good.
How is that guy from the great state of Wyoming?
Cheney?
Yeah. Of all places.
There's turds everywhere, dude.
I know.
Every punch bowl has them.
He's like one of the turds from a state of 500,000 people. I mean, that's the least populated state in the country. And one of the most beautiful, amazing places in the world you will ever go.
He's still alive.
Yeah, old Dick.
83 years old. He was born in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Surprised he's not still in politics.
The person that he shot with the shotgun, however, is not alive.
Yeah, he passed away. I think we announced it on our show.
It wasn't from the gunshot.
It was, yeah. No, we had a whole show about that. Go back and look at it. E-Rock made a nice little GIF that we shared on the old interwebs.
He's
Duck Hunt. Yeah.
Duck Hunt. Dick Cheney Duck Hunt.
Old Cheney's good, man. I mean, that guy went on TV and apologized for getting shot in the face.
Yeah. I'm sorry for all the stress and anguish I caused the Cheney family for him shooting me in the face. The craziest gangster shit I've ever seen.
Dude, do not mess with Dick Cheney.
Ultimately, I'm the guy who pulled the trigger that fired the round that hit Harry. And you can talk about all of the other conditions that existed at the time, but that's the bottom line. And it was not Harry's fault. You can't blame anybody else. I'm the guy who pulled the trigger and shot my friend.
My family and I are deeply sorry for all that Vice President Cheney and his family have had to go through this past week. We send our love and respect to them as they deal with situations that are much more serious than what we've had this week.
Yeah,
seriously.
I know, it's insane.
The folks in the private sector that, you know, if they were to get caught, would get life sentences for the crimes they've committed. They learn from people like that.
Yeah.
Because they're ultimately the ones that don't get caught. The people in Washington.
Yeah, well, like we said, we've said it before. Julian Assange is rotting in prison while the people he exposed making decisions are out free.
That's right. And we should say something about that. He has been trying to not get extradited to the United States. I hope he doesn't.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it'd be a death sentence, don't you?
I don't know. We'll have to see, dude. Being out in the sun is a death sentence nowadays, allegedly. According to the state of California, right? Too much sun, which is bullshit.
That dude should be free.
Yeah, like I said, that's one of my biggest pet peeves with Trump. If he was actually for the people and all the shit that he was saying he's for,
he would have just done
pardoned Edward Snowden, Assange. And not given power of the Treasury over to BlackRock.
Absolutely.
So Theo found, what is this? It's like a podcast or a YouTube video.
Oh, no, it's just a YouTube video I watched, and there's a ton of them. They've had stuff released since.
It's a Judge Napolitano.
Judge Napolitano.
From Fox News.
And, he was.
It was in Fox. Big. That's and, where it really got big.
Douglas McGregor.
Colonel Douglas McGregor.
Yeah, that's right. Colonel.
I was just reading about him in the Afghanistan papers. Pieces of shit.
Were you? You were reading about him?
And a lot of other big names that were
not that UFC fighter
telling them that Afghanistan was lost, we need to get out now.
Yeah. And then the Pentagon's like, well, we're America, can't lose.
Hell no.
But that's other show. Like I said, I'm getting that. Sorry folks, I know we said we're gonna come out with that show a while ago, but it pissed me off, so I stopped reading it for a while, but I'm back to it. Anyways, back to the story. How close was World War III? I didn't watch it.
On the 29th of February, it was released, and that's what I'm crediting this video for, I guess, the segment that we're talking about, just to elaborate on. But on the 26th of February, French President Emmanuel Macron said, quote, "There is no consensus today to send ground capacity in an official and endorsed and sanctioned manner. But in dynamic terms, nothing should be ruled out." So I might have got something wrong there in my grammar, and I don't know, but you get the gist of it. No, but nothing is ruled out. Okay. Do you understand that all of the armies of Europe combined...
French Macron, what was Macron talking about? Sending men to Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine.
Okay.
Yeah, to Ukraine. This is exclusively about Ukraine. Excuse me.
Okay.
Thank you. Russia would smite France if it came down to it, or any other...
I don't know. It looks like the farmers are kicking the shit out of them right now.
That's what people aren't talking about, is how Europe is having so many domestic issues,
right?
Domestic problems, that their governments and the EU are actually policy-wise just making for themselves.
Well, and yeah, would they really have the manpower to send? You know what I mean?
I bet they would want to draw the U.S.
primarily. Absolutely. They always do. He said he's suggesting that French troops may be there in an unofficial capacity. I see here in your notes it says.
Well, Macron, what Napolitano said after, essentially after that quote were asked was that Macron was not ruling out sending troops in an official capacity. Of course, he wasn't. And then asked, is he suggesting that French troops may be there in an unofficial capacity? McGregor responded, he said that Macron is certifiable, which I think he meant crazy, but he is too much of a gentleman to say something like that. And yeah, let's get that straight. He said, certifiable, let's get that straight. And said that you're effectively talking about declaring war on Russia. So any sort of conventional military formations into Western Ukraine will ignite war with Russia.
Yeah.
No shit.
Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
They're engaged in the eastern part of the country.
Right. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, no shit.
And this Russia's already said it multiple times, playing with nuclear fire, you do stuff like that. And he's a fucking psycho.
Oh, by the way, he's... Do you think so?
Putin?
Yeah.
I think he would definitely pull the trigger if he had to. Like I said,
dude. If he had to? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He would be like, okay.
Does that make somebody a psycho?
Well, I mean, if they also had the to? Fact, like I said, he was KGB for a long time, officer in the KGB. Probably tortured some motherfuckers in
the
32.
Yeah, they're all psycho.
I thought he had cancer and he was...
Oh, yeah.
Gonna go out with a bang or...
Didn't that clip come out a while ago? Supposedly Putin has cancer, no, but he looks healthier. That. He looks way healthier than our president.
No, so it was reported they had like stage 4, I think.
Really?
CNBC. This clip is from an interview with Ukraine's head of defense intelligence agency, Kirilo Budanov, who spoke from Kyiv during a televised interview released on Wednesday, January 4th, 2023.
Is Putin terminally ill?
Of course.
He is.
Yeah. When? He's still a long period. Very long.
When do you think he's going to die?
I think very fast.
Soon?
I hope.
If he dies, what does that mean? Does someone take his place? What does that mean for
you? Replacement. Transfer of power. This war should be ended before he's dying.
What's he sick with? Cancer?
Yeah.
He has cancer.
We think it's cancer.
Why do you think he's sick?
The answer is very simple. We know it.
From evidence?
From human sources.
He's doing fine. Or is it
propaganda? Some sort
of clone?
I don't know.
Ukrainian disinformation.
Who knows, but...
So, moving on. It was interesting. McGregor said after that perhaps the reason that Macron did that in the first place... left it open.
Yeah.
Was so that NATO could distance themselves from him.
Because that's precisely what happened.
Just a posture. And yeah, that's because that's exactly what they did.
Hmm. So NATO would be like, oh no, we're not involved in this French invasion of Ukraine or whatever they're going to call it, right?
I don't know what the hell the French would do.
Just totally turn their backs on them and let them get it demolished.
Well, it's interesting. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on the 29th of February, and I quote, NATO is not and will not be party to the war. We're talking about Ukraine here.
Right.
That remains the case. We do not want Russia's war against Ukraine to become a war against Russia and NATO. We agree with this, all our allies. And then, you know, I just kind of wondered after that, all our allies, Macron, after...
Aren't they supposed to be allies?
Yeah. So Macron said that on the 26th of February, and Scholz, the chancellor of Germany, is saying this on the 29th. Okay. Anyway, this also means no German participation in the war. To put it bluntly, as German chancellor, I will not be sending any members of the German armed forces to Ukraine. Our soldiers can count on that, and you too can count on that.
Well, yeah. Germany's been buying cheap-ass natural gas from Russia for how long now?
Well,
they kind of rely on Russia.
There was a bit of a mishap this past summer.
Yeah, yeah. This was that this summer? No, it was last summer.
Yeah.
Nordstrom.
Nordstrom pipeline.
Nordstrom, yeah.
You can get a nice Ralph Lauren blazer.
Like we said, I don't. We said it on the one thing during that Tucker Carlson interview with Putin. Putin said the same thing. There's only a few countries with teams that can pull that off.
That's it. So Norway could have been one as well, which we talked about that.
Yeah, like I said, Putin must listen to our show.
He probably does for intelligence reasons.
Obviously.
To gather intelligence.
It'd be the smartest thing on his part to do that.
Hey, the U.S. wants to kill you.
He already knows that.
Maybe he'll let us do a show in Vladivostok one day.
Hey, maybe he started listening to our show when we played that clip of him singing Blueberry Hill.
Oh, dude, that was badass.
I found my thrill.
Isn't that awesome, though? Like, isn't imitation the most incredible form of flattery? And this dude is singing like an American blues classic.
Right.
That's actually pretty freaking neat.
Well, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn loved it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about that.
On Blueberry Hill.
All right. Are the French or German contractors, Mercs, or otherwise in Ukraine?
So Napolitano asked that of McGregor, and he said that he didn't know, but it was interesting. He did say that he knows UK and American special forces are there, which I would imagine can be counted on, because they are everywhere.
Right. SAS involved in missile targeting, and he's... Even been and told even, that they're involved with Zelensky's security. Yeah. Interesting. Well, we also know that American contractors have been there. I talked about that. I had a buddy that was over there.
Right.
A guy I deployed with was killed over there as a Ukrainian or as a contractor in Ukraine, helping just with civilian casualties. And
really?
Yeah. Rocket hit the vehicle. They were the like ambulance that they had just gotten out of to go grab a guy. And then... On to Gaza robots.
So this is according to Haaretz, the Israeli media. This is by Sagi Cohen, March 3rd, 2024. In an effort to avoid harming soldiers and dogs, the IDF has been experimenting with the use of robots and remote controlled dogs in the Gaza war. Most of the tests have been with a robot dog, which is also equipped with a drone that can replace or reinforce the OKETS unit's dogs in certain situations. Unmanned remote controlled D9 bulldozers are also being used. D9s, those are cats. Those are cat bulldozers.
Pretty wild.
It's nothing new for the IDF to use robots and unmanned ground vehicles, especially by elite units and the Yahalom unit operating in the tunnels. However, there have also been unsuccessful projects. The October 7 attack, which showed starkly that it is not possible to rely solely on technology, strengthened doubts about these developments. But defense establishment officials confirmed that there has been a leap in the use of sophistication of robots on the battlefield, i.e. Boston Dynamics, that we talked about with our brother from another mother, Drew Misson, who our brother TP is about to do a little shindig with.
Yeah. Should be a good time.
Yes. I would imagine that it will be. See, that's pretty interesting how Gaza's a little testing ground now.
Boston Dynamics, dude. Yeah, they were bought by DARPA a while ago.
Bought by DARPA?
Yeah.
Boston Dynamics is an American engineering and robotics design company founded in 1992 as a spin-off from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Headquartered in Waltham, Massachusetts, Boston Dynamics has been owned by the Hyundai Motor Group since December 2020, but having only completed the acquisition in June 2021. However, early in the company's history, it worked with the American Systems Corporation under a contract from the Naval Air Warfare Center Training Systems Division, and the robot project known as Big Dog was designed for the U.S. military with tens of millions of dollars in funding from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. In October 2022, the company signed a pledge saying it would not support any weaponization of its robotic creations. Boston Dynamics offered other robotics companies to join the pledge, with five other firms signing as well. but that doesn't stop the military or third parties from equipping the Boston Dynamics robots with weapons. Like this company.
Science fiction has seeped into science reality this week, as a robotics company showed off its sniper rifle-equipped RoboDog at the Association of the U.S. Army's annual convention in Washington, D.C. Sure, the quadruped robot might resemble a good boy, but it's packing a built-in sniper rifle capable of engaging targets from 3/4 of a mile away. The service could operate this robotic weapon system remotely. Importantly, it would only engage targets with permission from a human being. This RoboDog, known as Vision 60, comes from Philadelphia-based Ghost Robotics, a startup focused on legged robots.
So those dog-shaped walking robots, dude, those things can walk anywhere, up and down stuff, all this craziness going on. Pretty soon, I wouldn't be surprised if they have some IDF and direct fire weaponry attached to them, or straight-up cannons, like we discussed with Drew Missen, right?
30 millimeters, 30 millimeter cannon on top.
Yeah, just climb up a mountain. Freaking, especially if you have 15 of those things and they're all acquiring targets in real time, they lay waste
hopefully they're to better,
a company.
Hopefully they're better than those food delivering robots.
I would hope so too.
I think that they already are.
Yeah.
And isn't that terrifying? A pack of man-made robot dogs fitted with crew-served weapons.
Yeah.
It's like the worst 80s movie ever.
You're right, yeah. Maximum Overdrive ain't it's got like, shit on that. Dude. It's
like, I already hate real dogs. Imagine robot dogs.
Fuck. It's like Arnold should be in there.
What's the dog's name?
And it's just some shitty set, but no, this is real life.
Get to the dog cage.
And what's unfortunate is that the civilians of Gaza are the ones paying the price. Say what you want about Hamas.
Well, if you feel for any of the civilians in Gaza, then you sympathize with Hamas.
You are Hamas.
You dipshit. We've all seen that. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's the same crap. Like, if you don't get behind the Patriot Act, you are a terrorist sympathizer.
Propaganda.
Yeah. That's what that's called.
Well, did you see AOC getting heckled?
I did not.
By the left, not her to call out the Israel.
Really?
She was heckled by the left.
Her own fan base turned on him. What a vicious pack.
The left eating the left.
Yeah.
No, hold on. What? They turned on her for what, though?
Because she wouldn't call it a genocide.
Oh, I did hear about
she
that.
She wouldn't call
or what's she said happening. She did. You got to watch the, play the clip.
Refuse to call
it a genocide.
It's not okay that there's a genocide happening. You're not actively against it.
They're lying. Don't tell me I'm lying. Then just say it's a genocide. Just say it. Over 30,000 people are dead, AOC. You can't just say it for once. Just say the word. That's it. That's all we want you to say.
Cut it, and you're going to cut this, and you're going to clip this so that it's completely out of context. I already said that it was. And y'all are just going to pretend that it wasn't over and over again. It's fucked up, man. You're not helping these people. TV. And you're not helping them.
You refuse to.
You're not helping them.
Jeez. Everybody's just lost their mind about this damn thing.
Well, it's all part of just wanting to keep us divided.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
united we stand, divided we fall.
And just saying, people need to stop dying all over the place. Because it actually doesn't have to happen.
Yeah.
Is somehow radical. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Right.
Well, maybe if enough people light themselves on fire, they can call off the dogs, the robot dogs.
Yeah, maybe. Like I said, we talked about that with Davey Wavy.
Oh, did you?
How'd that go? A little bit. It went good.
Well, that's good.
I still need to do some more research into it, but it's a very strange circumstance. And the kid was from an Air Force base that had a history of mind control. And he also grew up in a somewhat religious sect out in Massachusetts that apparently had...
Right on the coast?
Mind control, like brainwashing stuff they would do too.
He
like
was already pre-programmed.
Just strange.
The front-end programming was already there.
So he would have been a perfect candidate as soon as he got where he was going.
Jeez, I wish I would have been able to do that episode with you guys and Davey, but...
Yeah, you know, we already told everybody you had a weak-ass concert lineup that you went to.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was a weak ass concert. It was weak as hell. But anyway, about AOC getting heckled.
Man. She said the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable.
Okay.
It is.
But when it happens to you,
you don't like it.
I mean, she was leaving the Dune 2 movie.
Imagine she didn't like being protested against. I mean, who does? Right?
Yeah.
Especially if you have a job in Washington, D.C., you're probably among the most... the human beings with the largest lack of self-awareness amongst all of us. So,
she worked really hard for that position, dude. Yeah.
At a bar in Manhattan.
For tips.
Actually, I bet working at a bar in Manhattan is hard work. And if you're going to be good at it, I bet you're an efficient mofo.
Especially if you're showing a little skin like her. Anyways.
Like she did in that one video?
Yeah.
Do you remember that dancing video she did?
I sure do.
And on a side note, it's funny to see her ginger boyfriend just keep his mouth shut.
She has a ginger.
Yeah, he has no soul.
Well, perfect. No offense, Drew. Missing. Anyways.
I don't make the rules.
We just abide by them. All right. So, real quick, just to finish, wrap this up on this robot dog. According to the Ghost Robotics website, the robot dog is equipped with sensors and a system that enables it to operate in an unknown environment and recover and get up after falling or slipping. It can walk for up to a distance of 10 kilometers at a speed of 3 meters per second and can work for up to 3 hours.
10 feet per second?
Yeah.
That's
pretty impressive.
Very efficient. I don't know if you are able to do this kind of math, but that's like sprinting 100 feet in 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's insane. If necessary, the Rooster robot installed on the Vision's 60's back, that's the name of the robot's Vision 60, comes into use. That's that drone. The Rooster is a drone inside a wheeled cage so it can move over the ground on wheels, but if necessary, can also jump and fly over obstacles and steps and go through windows. The objective, quote, is to enter before the soldiers and identify traps and other hazards, explains the robotic technician, or the robotician CEO, Hagi Balashaya. Anyways, it's about $150,000 per unit.
Hagai?
Yeah.
Hagai?
Balashai?
Balashai.
What kind of battery does that run?
Probably a lithium.
Sure. Takes the same place from the same place they get the diamonds.
It's a miniature Tesla. Next on the list, a Breitbart, an exclusive by Peter Schweizer.
Peter Schweizer.
Chinese strategy is defeat U.S. without firing a shot.
Right.
March 2nd, 2024.
That's a very logical statement.
Well,
isn't that the best way to do it?
Yeah, that would be any country's dream.
Yeah, take away their Facebook. Everybody's freaking out.
Well, wait to see what happens when they take away their food and water.
Yeah. Seriously.
According to this, the Chinese are engaging in what has been described as, quote, disintegration warfare, unquote. Essentially engaging in war with the United States, but through means such as social chaos and division.
Peter Schweizer.
Author of Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday.
I'm sorry, may I interject?
Send it.
I can only imagine how it looks around the world to other people when an American talks down to them about them killing Americans.
Yeah.
You know, the Vietnamese, the Koreans, I mean, Africans, everywhere on that continent. You know, Libya, look at what happened there. Middle East, Europe.
So what are you getting at? It's okay for America to do it?
I mean...
But we are actually firing shots. We're putting weapons in hands.
Like COVID shots?
Whoa! Well, that wasn't just...
Nice job, Iraq.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, here, let's get into this. Quote, this strategy is, why have a kinetic war where we kill Americans, they kill us, we get damaged, why not simply try to defeat them in war without actually appearing that we are at war. And what that means is they are going to, and they are developing and using strategies that are designed to divide Americans and to encourage social chaos, to turn America against America, unquote. Schweizer said.
Schweizer said it.
Explaining that social chaos in the United States is, quote, magnified by China. Yeah, because our own government is not helping at all.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it's China is a big problem for a lot of people, I guess. I don't know. I'm starting to not view people as problems very much anymore.
Government.
I mean, governments are always problems.
Yeah.
That's it. People are never problems.
Well,
governments are problems. So,
go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, the United States has already done this elsewhere. So, how can we bitch?
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Why is this is exactly what Epstein was? The Chinese have a capture on the United States. Schweitzer's written about this. With the
elite capture. blackmailing people,
yada, yada, yada.
Well,
okay. Well, yes. So did Epstein.
Yeah. But was he working for somebody else? Mossad,
of course
maybe?
He was. So why are the Chinese the problem?
Because we need these boogeymen, dude. Because they're part of BRICS. They're the axis of evil.
You know, right? I hear about how big of a problem Huawei is. And Trump did that. We're not going to let Huawei...
Well, remember TikTok,
Yeah, and TikTok.
Now Biden's on there.
Right, China, after he banned the government from using it.
China is being used as a distraction from what our government is doing.
Oh, yeah, I think that's part of the problem as well, yeah. I think they are doing it, maybe not to the extent, but yeah, absolutely. Our government is part of the problem doing the same stuff to our own country. Yeah. Our own citizens.
Absolutely.
Our own country.
Do I love the Chinese government? No.
Hell no.
Do you blame them?
Who, the Chinese government?
Yeah, do you blame them?
For doing it, what? They've been handed every position that they have against the United States right now. Like, we don't have any manufacturing. We have not as much manufacturing as we did in the United States right now. And China has a ton of it. Why?
Because we outsourced it to them.
They were fucking handed it.
Yeah. We outsourced cheap labor.
I don't know why they are our enemy. They have been given any... All they've done has... just been taken what they've been given. That's it.
Well, but
they are ancient people.
They can't be trusted.
No,
and
the CCP can't.
And according to this, Schweizer explained that there is a facility in China where they have thousands of military officers, and each one has thousands of social media accounts in the West, and quote, they're posing as Americans. That seems pretty dramatic to me. I don't know if that number is true. That seems inflated. I mean, I guess they could.
Here's a article, NBC News. Chinese hackers spent 5 years waiting in U.S. infrastructure ready to attack, agencies say.
Yeah, that wouldn't be hard.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, it's inevitable. We're just lucky to be in Iowa.
Yeah.
Because we're like in one of the last places. I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to just beeline to Minnesota and then like South Dakota.
Okay.
And then maybe even North Dakota. Try to just like end up there.
Hmm. Way anyway. To go letting everybody know your strategy, dude.
No.
Well, let's move on here to the this OAF Nation article that I pulled up. The European Union aims to shift European arms industry to war economy mode, March 5th, 2024. Says in Brussels, this is a Reuters article.
Brussels.
The European Commission will propose on Tuesday ways for the European Union to boost its arms industry so it can shift to, quote, war economy mode, unquote, in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Thierry Breton, the European Industry Commissioner, will lay out proposals to encourage EU countries to buy more weapons together from European companies and to help such firms increase production capacity, according to EU officials.
Quote, I can't do a French accent, sorry.
Okay.
You think you got it?
We need to change the paradigm and move into war economy mode. This also means that our European defense industry must take more risks with our support.
Is that French or is that more Zelensky?
I was getting a little Zelensky.
Sorry.
Whatever.
I need to listen to a French person talk.
Said Breton, previewing the package. So here's the thing. Well, we already know that Russia has been in wartime economy for at least 2 years. And how do we know that? Well, because they've been at war for 2 years. Even though they've only been using limited resources.
They were supporting Eastern Ukraine and during the Civil War in 2014.
Right. So
they've probably been in war economy mode. So that was actually my next
point is like, we know. Yeah. The Ukrainian government was coup d'etat by Victoria Kuland.
Talking about sanctions?
No. I'm not talking about sanctions that don't do a damn thing to Russia.
Screwed us over on not being able to buy Russian weapons and shit here and ammo.
Fucking beef eater.
Thanks, Obama.
You know, the AK is it's a respectable weapon. Nice, you can buy
American-made ones.
I know. They're really nice, too.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
All tricked out. 7.62 by 39 is a wicked, nasty round.
Yeah, especially with American machining.
Yeah. Where it's super accurate and you can still pack mud in the barrel. Pick it up and fire it.
Is that what's called like the AK Black Widow and stuff? Or does it just depend on the manufacturer?
It depends on the manufacturer.
Who's a good American AK manufacturer?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'll figure that out on my own.
Yeah, I'm more into ARs than AKs, but...
An American-made AK would be awesome.
Riley Defense?
Riley Defense?
Cool.
Is that the top one?
Mm-hmm.
You should put in who's the best. That's what DuckDuckGo says.
Maybe we should do that for our show. Start making our own, like, firearms.
Okay, dude.
Century?
No. Yeah. What? Why?
Why?
Because then the government watches you like a hawk all the time.
Yeah, we wouldn't get our FFL, would we?
They probably wouldn't like us. Anyway. So, yeah, there's that. That's pretty wild. Like I said, that's probably mostly propaganda. Who knows?
Yeah. So Russia's been at it for years, if not a decade or more.
Yeah, it's very interesting that now Europe, who we were just talking about earlier.
We better get into wartime economy mode.
Here. After Germany was like, yeah, we don't want to go to fight Ukraine. And Macron's like, well, we might go fight there. I don't know. And then the European weapons manufacturers like, you know what we should do? We should all band together and start.
We should get ready for a war against Russia.
Yeah. Start building all the stuff.
Dude.
Doing more research into body armor and armor on vehicles. You know.
Let's start researching a war against Russia.
To boost the economy. Right?
In their central planning office.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And they're like, this is the greatest plan we've had since like sometime in the 40s, the 30s.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you got the Germans talking about the long range cruise missiles getting hacked.
Oh shit. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, what was the meat and potatoes on that?
A German military officer used an unsecured line for a conference call. Russia hacked it and leaked it. This is according to Time magazine. The fallout from the audio tape, which features a high-ranking German Air Force officer discussing hypothetically how Taurus long-range cruise missiles
could be used by Kiev.
Yes. Against invading Russian forces.
It's Kiev.
Kiev. Shit.
Only the leftists call it Kiev.
Kiev. Has embarrassed the German government and further increased tensions between the two countries.
I bet.
So the minister says the officers in question had participated in a Singapore air show, which was attended by the high-ranking military officers.
From across Europe, huh?
And then he dialed into a WebEx call using either his mobile phone or the hotel's Wi-Fi, but was not a secured line.
Right.
What a fucking idiot.
I mean, yeah.
What's up with these dipshit officers joining the military? Like, I'm glad it's just not in our country. It's everywhere, huh?
No, probably not in China and Russia.
Yeah, right. For the Russian Secret Service, it was a real fine. Targeted hacking took place in the hotels used across the board. Oh, holy shit, dude.
It's like a James Bond novel.
This is ridiculous.
It must therefore be assumed that the access to this phone conference was a chance hit as part of a broad scattered approach, Pistorius said. The investigation was ongoing. Overall security had been increased, and preliminary disciplinary proceedings were being considered, but that severe personal consequences were unlikely.
Wow. In the leaked audio, four officers, including the head of Germany's Air Force, Ingo Gerhards, can be heard discussing deployment scenarios for Taurus missiles in Ukraine before a meeting with Pistorius. That's pretty damning, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you have the head of Germany's Air Force talking about saying that, that's a...
Yeah.
That's not
it's
like...
It's not a good look.
That's not like just some like lieutenants... Second lieutenant standing around being like, you know what, we should do this. No, that's a pretty big deal. That's the highest echelon.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, speaking of dumbasses and the officers and shit and air forces, the U.S. Air Force had an employee that leaked classified Ukraine intel on a dating site.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a MSN.
To try to, you know, get some one-on-one time.
Story. By the Scripps News staff.
They probably just wanted to watch Back to the Future. That's all they wanted to do.
Maybe. March 5th, 2024. A U.S. Air Force employee is now facing charges for divulging classified information about Russia's conflict with Ukraine on a dating site. According to the Department of Justice, David Franklin Slater,
63,
was stationed at the U.S. Strategic Command in Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska and had a top secret security clearance, which he used to illegally share national defense information with a quote-unquote woman on a foreign dating site, because they still don't know if it was an actual woman or not.
Well, dude, there's not a lot going on in fucking Nebraska.
Apparently not.
That's just, but hey, that's just across the river.
Do you guys think there's like a Nebraska talk, guys?
Maybe. That base is just across the river, man.
Yeah, it's not too far from us. But get this though. This Mr. Slater fella, he was a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel.
So do you think there's a Nebraska talk guys out there?
I just said, I don't know, maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
This guy, did you hear what I said? He was a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel.
Yes.
That's fucking insane. That is
pretty
high up there, dude. Well, you know what? It's above lieutenant.
Everybody
colonel.
Has something fucking wrong with them if you understand what's going on correctly.
I worked with a guy before that was getting catfished hardcore when I was building houses. He probably still is getting catfished to this day. He like lost his house and everything. It's ridiculous. This guy should know better though. This lieutenant colonel, they teach classes about this shit all the time in the military.
About getting catfished?
Yes, and not being a stupid fuck, not divulging classified information and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It says, as alleged, Mr. Slater, this is a quote from an attorney general. As alleged, Mr. Slater, an Air Force civilian employee and retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel, knowingly transmitted classified national defense information to another person in blatant disregard for the security of his country and his oath to safeguard its secrets.
Well, I don't think that the Air Force needs to be lecturing anybody on the security of the country with some of the things they've done.
Oh, yeah, but this guy, dude, this guy got catfished. And like I said, they don't even know if it's a woman or not. Said he shared classified details that he learned in briefings about military targets and Russian capabilities related to Russia's invasion of Ukraine with a woman living in Ukraine who regularly asked him for sensitive military intel, calling Slater her, quote, secret informant love and, quote, secret agent. The DOG states Slater had reason to believe the intel he shared could harm the U.S. or help a foreign country.
Every time you say Slater, it pains me because I think of our good friend.
Slater Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who's, Slater's not a fucking moron and would never do this if he was in this position. Yeah.
Doc Murphy's been solid on Twitter for us, bro.
Yeah, Doc. Thank you. Shout out Doc Murphy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We love you, bro.
Absolutely.
But yeah, he would never do something like this because, like I said, he is not a moron. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we should never, shouldn't have been brought up.
But anyways, he's looking at a 10-year sentence, followed by 3 years of probation and a fine of $250,000 for each charge of sharing classified information. So he's probably going to end up suiciding himself in prison.
How many times did he have classes on how the federal government will wreck you?
Yeah. How many guys did he pin against the wall for stuff like this too?
Your life,
you know what I mean?
Over type shit.
Like I said, there's absolutely zero excuse for that. And I've read some of the alleged transcripts and stuff, and it's like, oh, thank you so much, my secret lover, blah 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 blah. And it's so weird, dude. And so he must have been living in some type of fantasy land.
Right. But at the same time, as this podcast is well aware and its listeners, the higher ranks, and particularly, the Pentagon, they've had an absolutely self-mutilating strategy for a long time.
Yeah.
So
they, for some reason, love it.
So that's just one lieutenant colonel, former retired lieutenant colonel.
How come he didn't get fired from Obama when all that other crazy shit was going down?
Because he's one of the ones that likes
slipped through the cracks, or he just was like, yes, sir. Maybe all of the real people in his life found out how much of a fucking loser he was, and so he had to go on this online dating thing. I don't know.
Wild.
But yeah, speaking of though, another Air Force, this is Air National Guard, that Jack Teixeira kid.
Teixeira.
To plead guilty, he was that dumbass that shared that information on the Discord app with his gaming buddies. One. Yeah, where he just for clout.
Turd Ferguson, dude.
No cap, yo.
Hell yeah.
Gotta get that yeet, yo.
For me, it's about that yeet. Nah, I feel like yeet.
Freaking idiot. But yeah, he was the member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. This is a Reuters article out of Boston, Nate Raymond.
I'm going to release this information, and then I'm going to come out with my own energy drink line like Jake Paul.
I got cred.
Yeah, I got street cred, dog.
You see the South Park?
I got cred, bitches. I got cred.
For those of you who don't remember, he was the Massachusetts Air National Guardman. Like I said, shared information on. He was only 22. He shared it on his Discord app because his buddies.
Reported on this.
Yeah, his buddies were like, I see classified information all the time because I'm so cool.
Oh yeah, show us.
Yeah, they're like, no, you don't. You're a pussy. He's like, yeah, I do. I swear. They're like, no, you don't. You're fucking prove it. So he's like, fine. So and he did. And the leak was considered the worst U.S. national security breach since more than 700,000 documents, videos, and diplomatic cables appeared on the WikiLeaks website in 2010. So, yeah, kind of a big deal. He's probably going to have something weird happen to him in prison.
I thought it was 15 to 17 years he's looking at or something like that.
Apparently, the kid's unit leadership had information about as many as 4 separate instances of his questionable activity. Anyway.
Well, thank God we have James O'Keefe.
Yeah. No, he's...
no shit.
He's awesome. Well, what do you got going on here?
No, this is back late January when he was with top White House cybersecurity official, where he got him say how Joe Biden's in mental decline.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be concerning. That'd be a part of the road to war because they're supposed to be in charge if shit goes down.
Cybersecurity.
We know you're that going they on, are not.
Yeah.
No.
We have
since before the beginning of this podcast, the cybersecurity person feels comfortable talking about this in Washington, D.C. Like, what sort of place?
And he doesn't recognize James O'Keefe with glasses.
Oh, yeah. And James O'Keefe calls him out at the end. Right. He's like, what kind of cybersecurity are you guys running over there? Like, you don't even know that you're sitting here talking to James O'Keefe, and he takes his glasses off. And the guy's like, what the fuck, David Copperfield? Get away from me, Chris Angel. And he didn't do that, but the look on his face was like,
man.
Like, no, you're not James O'Keefe. Yeah. There's a cam over there.
That's wild, dude.
Isn't it nuts?
It's beyond bizarre.
The quality of person, the quality of individuals within those ranks have gone down, dude.
I don't doubt at all.
They're not putting the right people in positions, obviously, I think.
But no, well, cybersecurity Charlie, he is open for a long-term relationship, open to a short-term.
That's it's a nice looking blue jacket he's got on, though. On that
Charlie Krager.
Jack.
Cybersecurity policy analyst at Executive Office of the President, according to his Facebook.
Oh, the guy that went on a date. Okay. Yeah. What a racist. He only wanted to go to dinner with another white male, huh?
Yeah, no shit. It's not equal opportunity.
Anyway, so that's, these are the things on the horizon.
Not looking good with who we're led by here.
Well, and it hasn't for a long time, so let's not be disillusioned. Our leadership has been shit ever since we've been alive.
Yeah. Well, they have led us here, so
right.
That's the point.
But the Supreme Court is now allowing Trump to be on the...
To be on the ballot. That's a big...
Yeah.
A big hitter.
0-9?
9-0, yeah. They all...
Unanimously voted.
Yeah.
Well...
And these, armpit hair chick types are... still protesting so hard that the Colorado Supreme Court doesn't allow them to simply be on a ballot because they don't want every single rural person in Colorado voting for Donald Trump because that's what they're going to do. Right?
I mean,
say that from an unbiased perspective because that's what people are doing. It's rural versus urban at this point. Oh, hell. Eric Prince just said that on PBD.
Things are getting out. Dude, I even saw an article. Who was it today? I think it was MSNBC that Trump is going to... They're saying that Trump's already going to win. Don't quote me on that. I saw an article today saying like Trump's pretty much got it in the bag. It's a done deal.
Well, he did in 2020 as far as I'm concerned.
I think so too.
Without shenaniganery, I'll say it.
That's why that shit. The whole jumping up in the middle of the night, bullshit, dude.
Yeah, I mean, no shit.
Never happened in my life or before that.
Never.
Never will again unless there's some other type of weird shit.
Absolutely never. And it was entire dumps of data in one way.
Right.
That is statistically impossible.
How do they get there at midnight?
They couldn't have tried to put 20% of the ballot or whatever sway they needed, but they couldn't have tried to make a couple of them Trump ballots to just fake it. No, it was an entire data dumps of just Joe Biden.
That's why I think it's all game show. They're all fucking throwing this in our faces and just making fools out of all of us.
Yeah. There's only one thing that matters, folks.
Right. Jesus Christ.
In my opinion. Right. Oh, man. Beers went down good tonight, dude.
If you...
You're
drinking on a Super Tuesday? What's wrong with you?
Oh, shit. We should look at some results.
No. Like I said...
Who cares?
You'll find it out. Yeah, I can...
The price is right.
Now, if you guys liked our show, please, 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 please like, follow, subscribe, share. We've gotten more subscribers on YouTube. We appreciate that. Subscribe to our Rumble, subscribe to our Instagram, subscribe to our Twitter, follow us on those.
We have got a few new followers on Twitter of late.
Nice. Hopefully you're listening to the show, enjoying it. And share this with your best friend. If you haven't shared the show with your best friend yet, what kind of friend are you?
Yeah, you're not very good at all.
But follow us on Twitter.
At Iowa Talk Guys.
Follow us on OnlyFans at Iowa Talk Guys.
That's right. Follow us on Instagram
at Iowa Talk Guys _podcast.
Follow us on YouTube
at Iowa Talk Guys
and Rumble.
And always remember,
don't eat the yellow cake.
Don't eat the uranium.
Don't light yourself on fire.
And
don't eat the yellow snow.
And
don't age like Victoria Nuland. Holy shit. That's vicious.
Doing evil things.
Yeah.
Iowa Talk Guys.
Out.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
I am with you in Iowa, and I'd rather be here. I'd rather be here. So thank you very much. Very nice. Appreciate it.